Reading this morning is taken from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent. And a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Thanks be to God, for this is holy word.
New beginnings, new life. It was mentioned in more than one of the groups, I'm sure, that one new beginning can be marriage or a wedding. We have that to look forward to in the Edworthy family this year when our daughter Joanna gets married to Jack in a few months' time. So whilst we're up in Northumberland, we were not going to pass up the opportunity to see Joanna and Jack, for that matter, as well. In fact, in the way these things work out, we ended up seeing Joanna on four consecutive days, even though we were staying in Northumberland, because on Saturday we met up with her and Jack in Amble. On Sunday, after church, she came up to join us and stay for the night where we were. And Monday she went back, and then Tuesday we went down there. And on Tuesday, I went out for a walk, and when I came back, I discovered that I bought a dress, which won't fit me, but will fit Joanna lovely, I'm sure. So we continued on Tuesday to have a look at different things to do with the impending wedding. And starting at the next slide, please. Now, Joanna and Jack are not getting married at this church. But actually the reception will be in a family castle alongside. Yes. Sounds expensive, but it's not too bad. And I did say to Joanna, who was with us, well, why not get married here? It would be so much easier. And she said, oh, it's not big enough. But also they are getting married in a church back in Durham. This is about 5 miles away, which is church that her own church, which has no building, has close relationship with. So we did see that church as well, which also had lots of daffodils outside of it. But this here, at a place called Brantspeth, beautiful church and wonderful surroundings. And as wonderful as it is from the outside, I don't know about you, but I'm often disappointed with the inside of Anglican churches. We expect to go inside and find the typical rather old and gloomy Anglican church. But instead, this is what we found, and I hope you'll be able to see it there. Looking rather modern, it has to be said. A wonderful, light, airy interior with beautiful stained glass window at the end that they call the Paradise Window. And we learned that the church had had a disastrous fire in 1998, which completely gutted the roof and the inside of the building. And in the aftermath of that, someone had penned the following prayer, which you may not be able to read. I photographed it, but I will read it to you, which said, and says, Lord Jesus Christ, you were raised to life from death. You bring hope from despair and light out of darkness. Fill us, your church in Brantsperth, with hope and vision to trust your promises and obey your will. Grant us faith and thankfulness that we may rebuild the house of the church through offering our generosity and loving service. Grant us that we may see your church raised up as sign and sacrament of your truth and embrace. All this we ask so that your kingdom may come, your will be done, and your glory be revealed. Amen. I thought it was a rather wonderful prayer. And that prayer was clearly answered, and the building was restored and reopened in 2005. I must admit, there was part of me that thought, why can't we have a fire and make a new beginning down in World Street? However, I really liked the explanation that the church wrote about the paradise window. Perhaps we could go back to that slide, please, Paul. We can see a little bit of it. That's the one at the end of the church. You may not be able to see it very well, but there is a sense. And their explanation, which was in the blurb we brought away with us, said of the window, it raises our minds to paradise while simultaneously allowing a glimpse of God's creation in the world outside. So unlike many stained glass windows, which are too dark and probably too high up, you can see out of that. And they then went on to say, beyond the window, in the churchyard outside, the circle of remembrance where ashes are interred reminds us that not even death can separate us from the love of God in Jesus. So the church at Brantsperth had the opportunity to make a new beginning out of the ashes. And as I said, we might wish for the same, but be careful what we wish for, I guess. And it was a brilliant testimony, I think, to a church with faith, to see things rebuilt in the light of great catastrophe, really. But I wonder about us when we think about what God has done in our lives and indeed in our church. We might ask the question, where do we need to make a new beginning? If we could move on to the next but one slide now, it will be, please, Paul. And the idea of the butterfly springs to mind, as it often does for me at this time of year. Butterflies do start returning to our gardens, don't they? I have carefully cultivated a buddleia bush in our garden, which Wendy tells me I should have trimmed back last year, but hey, it's a bit late now. And I'm sure that it will blossom as ever, and we will get myriads of butterflies coming to visit as we do every year. But of course, butterflies, before they were butterflies, were caterpillars. And whilst I'm sure there are some of you that really love caterpillars, I think they're mostly pretty ugly and wrinkly, aren't they? Some a bit more interesting than others. And maybe sometimes this is how our lives become. They just become a little bit wrinkly and ugly. And I'm not talking about our outward demeanor, just in case you, some of you are directing that back at me and saying it's all right for you to say that, just you wait. It's probably there already. But it's really about the things that we go through in life sometimes, isn't it? That just become a little bit ugly for us, that are in need of some sort of transformation. And we know from the example of a butterfly, well, firstly, you probably remember, I'm sure, the story of two caterpillars sitting on a leaf, one as they see a butterfly fly by, and one says to the other, like, here, you'll never get me up in one of those. But we do. It is a transformation, isn't it? And gradually through the process of metamorphosis, the caterpillar is transformed into the kind of beautiful butterfly that you can see up on that screen. What's that saying to us? I think it's saying to us that we can learn from that, that God offers us a new beginning, offers us the opportunity to be transformed from the inside out. offers us the opportunity to receive some of the things that we have said that we need to offer, but offers us, for example, that forgiveness that was mentioned. It starts with us perhaps receiving that forgiveness, doesn't it? And asking God to forgive us our sins. And then it is forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Where do you need to make a new beginning? Maybe it's in some relationship that has gone wrong that you just need restoration of. Maybe it is in a life change that makes a difference for you. For some, you know, we often talk about new beginnings and do this kind of sermon at the beginning of the year, don't we? But I thought, why not do it in springtime? It is kind of an end to darker days and the time too when the light, the days become longer than the nights, don't they? That is one thing about the spring equinox. The days become longer than the nights. We can put darkness behind us. And perhaps for some of us that is a word in season for us, that we need to be putting the darkness in our lives behind us and receiving the light of life that God in Christ offers to each one of us. If we can move on to the last and final slide, and this really speaks of transformation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. I meant to look it up before I came out, ran out of time. But I have got a feeling that in the New Testament Greek of this verse has the verb in Greek, which is something like metamorpho, which means, gives us our word. Yep, Jenny's giving me a thumbs up. I meant to double check. But the word from which we get our word metamorphosis, that sense of complete transformation that comes through faith in Christ. So really I'd like to urge each one of us who needs change in our lives at this time, and most of us here, probably all of us, are here as people of faith, people who know what it is to receive or to know that we need change in our lives and to receive the change that Christ gives to us. But maybe there are areas of our lives that need that sense of ongoing change, that we need to change right now, that we need to bring to Christ and to seek a fresh transformation, a fresh metamorphosis. We begin those changes, I think, with Christ. For some of us, that has led us over course of time to be baptized as believers, or to be confirmed in confirmation of our baptisms as infants. But to all of us, Christ calls us to be new creations and to know that if we are in Him, we can be that new creation for whom the old has gone and the new has come.